Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, October 9th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Birthdays. John Lennon, born on this day in 1940. He'd be 73 today. On this day in 1871, during Reconstruction, Texas Governor Edmund J. Davis imposed martial law on Freestone County in response to reports of coercion and fraudulent voting in the county seat of Fairfield. On October 9, 1936, the Hoover Dam, first known as Boulder Dam, began sending electrical power to Los Angeles.
And so Boulder Dam stands today, a modern colossus, shouldering the rock-ribbed walls of Black Canyon, stemming and controlling the floods, and bending the will of a hitherto ungovernable stream, the Colorado River, to perform the fruitful tasks of a civilization rapidly invading the limits of its last frontier.
On this day in 1967, revolutionary Che Guevara is executed by members of the Bolivian army. In 1964, Che, whose face is still familiar on T-shirts and posters in college dorms, appeared on the CBS News program Face the Nation, speaking through an interpreter.
Revolutions are not exportable. Revolutions are created by oppressive conditions which Latin American countries exercise against their peoples. And there comes rebellion. And afterwards, new Cubas will emerge. We are not the ones who create revolutions. It's the imperialist system and its allies, internal allies, the ones who create revolution.
Number one on the charts this day in 1961, Ray Charles and Hit the Road, Jack. On the KETR events calendar, the Fall Career Fair takes place from 11 to 2 Thursday in the Sam Rayburn Student Center at A&M Commerce. It's for students, alumni, and community members looking for jobs or internships. And it's an excellent way to network with employers. Dress as business professional and bring a resume. If you're planning to attend, contact Lauren Bowie at 903-468-3223. That's 903-468-3223 for the Fall Career Fair at A&M Commerce or see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, who shares tidbits of local history with us from time to time. And this morning we're talking about the crop that used to mean everything here in Hunt County and most of Northeast Texas. And of course, that would be cotton. Carol, and this is just about what used to be cotton harvest time. We were talking about that before we started, and it might be a little bit earlier, might be a little bit later, but this is the time 50 years ago and before that that really would have been a hugely important time in Hunt County.
Oh, yes. It was the beginning of cotton harvest. Cotton was planted, they hoped, in March. Sometimes the rain came and it was too much, and they had to replant in April. Then, while the cotton came up, you chopped cotton so that you would not have all these little seedlings coming up the same place. In the summer, they hoed the cotton for the weeds and everything, and that's where I like to tell about my husband, who is now a CPA in Greenville, and he said that one time he was in the cotton field, and it was so hot, and the red ants were so bad, he threw his hoe across the field and said, "I'm going to college and get a job that in an air-conditioned building."
Wow, it was really a motivating
it
thing.
It was, and I have heard many people say that it became very motivational. You know, there was other things to do, besides farming. But cotton actually began to fall in value in the 1890s. And by 1914, when World War I began, cotton basically dried up because we were shipping cotton from here to England, to the textile mills in England and France. And with the beginning of World War I, they turned those into armament plants, bought no more cotton, and cotton farmers were really suffering.
I want to come back to that, but also I want to ask you about something you were telling me, that the schools would let the children out of school, not just for a day or two, but for long periods of time in the fall in this area, so that they could go out and pick cotton.
Right. And, of course, if a family had, as tenant farmers found landowners to work for, one of the factors was, how many children do you have that can pick cotton? And so they were out there. School was out. Even Greenville, who stopped school. Sometimes it went on for 2 or 3 months. Sometimes it was just 3 or 4 weeks. But the children, everybody, women, the whole family went out and picked cotton.
Everything depended on it.
Right. That was their life's supply. Because cotton is a year crop.
Tell me about the first bale bonus that used to be so important.
The first bale bonus actually began in the 20s. Cotton, the price of a pound of cotton sunk all the way down to less than $6.50 from a high of $22 in 1872. So it was. And a typical bale has 640 pounds in it. So that was the cash that farmer got for every bale he had. The first person to bring in a bale of cotton in Greenville got a cash prize. Over here in Commerce and Wolf City, they gave cash prizes for the first bale, and then they gave, I think it was $12 here in Commerce in 1933. The second bale was $8, and the third bale to come in, they got a pair of overalls and a shave and a haircut and a $1 merchandise from Hess Man's shop here in town, and 2 tickets to the movie theater. Most of these men, or most of these cotton farmers, were tenants. They were working for the landowner.
Well, I remember even in my day when I was young that it was still a cotton farming region.
Yes.
And you would drive down the highway this time of year and you would see cotton everywhere you look. So what finally led to cotton declining the way it did?
The importation of cotton from India, Egypt, other parts of the world where the labor wasn't so high, where the cost wasn't so high, plus the synthetic fabrics that were created during World War II.
And we all remember the synthetic fabrics we started wearing about that time, about
the 1970s.
Right. Not so fondly in some cases.
Oh, they were awful looking.
That's right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Carol Taylor with the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.